Deportation or involuntary return migration is a sensitive issue for a number of reasons. Up next, Jamaica's High Commissioner to the United Kingdom, Seth George Ramakan, outlines how Jamaica's overseas missions seek to ensure a smoother return for Jamaicans who are sent home. High Commissioner Ramakan was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
Deportation is sort of promoted as something that happens to Jamaica and Jamaicans overseas and all that. The fact is that Jamaica also deports people. Last year alone, 400 people were deported from Jamaica outside. So, you know, it is as much as we talk about deportation, we must understand why deportation happens. Deportation is a consequence of the breaking of the immigration law of a country. And therefore, persons who are deported are found wanted on compliance with the law of the country. Now, when someone is to be deported, usually what happens is that the authorities identify them. It is brought to their attention. They're either given the warning or they are incarcerated, depending on the nature of the person's status. And then the process begins. You know, this idea that people are just picked up off the street and they're just thrown on a plane and all that is absolutely wrong. It's nothing like that happens. The individuals know long ahead of time. I, for example, have been to the centers where persons might be held for deportation. Speak with them. Speak with the authorities. Meet with, for example, the Home Office. The person at the Home Office, talk to them about the situation you're facing these individuals, right? Go and meet with the individuals, find out what is going on, what are the reasons behind their intended deportation.
The High Commission is notified when there is an intention to deport a person.
Absolutely.
High Commission is notified.
And there's intervention so that the persons already know. The High Commission already know that there's a process in place, and then what the High Commission does is to work with both the person who is to be deported as well as with the authorities to see what can be done. Now, what do we do? For example, we talk with the individuals to find out whether they would not opt for voluntary removal because you don't have to be deported.
Well, there's that option.
There's the option that you can voluntary removal. I mean, you can decide that, look, I realize I'm wrong, and I mean, you know, and this may lead up to me being forcefully removed. So there's forceful removal, and there is voluntary removal.
Yes.
You can opt for voluntary.
And what's the difference?
And the difference is when you opt for voluntary, the blotch is not against your name, so you have an opportunity to reapply in order to come back to the country. But if you are forcefully removed, you've put a blot against your name.
Why would most people opt for that?
Because they feel that there is some
chance.
And you know what usually happens?
Yes.
They are talking to somebody who tell
lawyer.
Him, no man, something can
it
happen.
Can
and some
done.
Lawyer go and tell him that.
Some
and
lawyer
lawyers make a little money off of them and all that kind of a thing, right? And I don't want to say anything wrong against lawyers.
Yes.
But the fact is that many times they are taken down a path that gives them the wrong view.
Giving bad advice.
That is correct.
Sometimes.
And so you find that it
they
ends
don't
up with
the deportation.
I'm going to tell you something. On many occasions, when we get this message about deportation is about to take place, sometimes you have 80, nearly up to 100 or more persons that are lined up, right, to fill up the aircraft. After the intervention and going in, you find that a number of the persons opt for the voluntary removal. You find that the Home Office, we point out to them, no, this person is ill. This person has a particular problem.
So the High Commission has had an impact.
Of course.
The number of deportation cases.
You know what happens,
you are doing something.
Many times when the arguments are going on out there,
in
order not to compromise the system, we have to be working behind. And what we would really hope for is that individuals would try to encourage the process and not to give misinformation out there about the deportation. No, it happens that there are some persons who, under no circumstances, do they want to be deported. And some of that is legitimate. For example, an individual may give a case to say, you know what, I had to come here because my life is under threat because I was a witness in court for somebody, right? And for that reason, from that day, they said, boy, anywhere they find me, I'm going to be a dead man, right? No, if that can be backed up, and that is true, we have had persons who the authorities have said, okay, this person here has to be given other treatment of being retained in the country rather than to be deported.
And that's on the High Commission's intervention.
Absolutely.
Jamaica's High Commissioner to the United Kingdom, Seth George Ramakan, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.